Okay, today we're going to be learning Kiddushin Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. This is the beginning of the second part of Maseches Kiddushin, and now we transition into the sugya of shlichus. How we know that when a person sends a shliach, that can count as if the mishaleach, as if the one who sent them, has done the action. Says the Mishnah, Heish mekadesh bo'u b'shlucho. A man wants to be mekadesh nisha, he could do it himself, or he can send a shliach. Ha'isha miskadeshes ba'u b'shlucha. A woman can receive kiddushin either by herself, by showing up to her own wedding, or by sending a shliach to receive the kiddushin for her. Ha'mekadeshes bito k'shinara ba'u ish mekadeshes bito k'shinara ba'u b'shlucha. And a third halacha, if a man is giving his daughter over for kiddushin when she's in nara, he could do it himself by giving his daughter over for kiddushin, or he could send a shliach to give his daughter over for kiddushin on his behalf. So three halachas in the Mishnah. This will be main point number one. Mishnah teaches that a man can send a shliach to do kiddushin, a woman can send a shliach to receive kiddushin, and that a man can be mekadeshes, can give his daughter over for kiddushin through a shliach, can send a shliach to give his daughter over for kiddushin. Those are the three halachos in the Mishnah. Frak the Gemara. Once you tell me that a man is able to send a shliach to give kiddushin, isn't it obvious that he could do it himself? The rule in general is anything a person is not able to do on his own, he can't send a shliach to do either. So obviously, if you're going to tell me that a person can send a shliach for kiddushin, it's fairly obvious that he could do the kiddushin on himself. So the Gemara asks, why does it have to tell me ish mekadesh bo? Just tell me Yesh Mekadesh B'Shlucho, and I'll know that Bo, that it works with him. Obviously, if a Shliach could do it, he could do it. Hash to B'Shlucho Mekadesh Bo Mi Ba'i. Once you tell me that he could be Mekadesh with a Shliach, do you need to tell me that he could do it himself? Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, this is teaching me a din. Mitzvah Bo Yoser Mi B'Shlucho. And this is an important concept. Mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. Better to do, it's a greater mitzvah to do the action yourself rather than to send a shliach to do it. So what's the Mishnah teaching me with the word bo? That he could, not that he's able to do it, but that it's preferable that he do it. That we'd rather ish mekadesh bo, that's preferable to doing b'shlucho. That's better than having a shliach do it for him. And we have examples of holy amoraim who did things themselves that could have been done by others, but they chose to do it themselves because of this principle of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. Ki had Rav Safra machrich reisha. Like Rav Safra, if he had the head of an animal to eat l'kavod Shabbos, he himself would barbecue it. He would roast the head of the animal himself. Rava melech shibuta. Rava would salt the fish l'kavod Shabbos kodesh. He would do it himself, even though someone else could have done it for him. He could have sent a shliach, but he chose to do it himself. So those are examples of why it's better, of people who understood that it's better to do a mitzvah yourself rather than send a shliach. Igada Amri, and others say, you know what, when it comes to the man showing up to his own wedding rather than sending a shliach, it's not only a matter of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, it's actually usur for a man to send a shliach. Look, if he sends a shliach, the kiddushin will work, but he's not even allowed to do that. Kid Rav Yudah Merav, because of what Rav Yudah Merav taught us. Tom Rav Yudah Merav, asur la'adam sheikadish esi isha ad shiur ena. A man is not allowed to be mekadish a woman unless he's seen her. Why? Because shema yirba davar maguna, he might find something unattractive about her, vitiskana alav, and he's going to become disgusted by her. Rachmana amar, and the Torah says, v'yahavtal re'acha kamocha, that you're supposed to love somebody else like you love yourself, and that includes your wife. A person is supposed to love his wife. So it sets him up for failure if he's not going to see his wife before he marries her. So since it's so important that he sees his wife before he marries her, that's why the Mishnah says Ish mekadesh bo u'bishlucho, that it's better to do it himself. Forget about mitzvah bo yosem u'bishlucho. Specifically by marriage, he has to do it himself because he has to see her. So where do we learn the principle of mitzvah bo yosem u'bishlucho from? V'chiyitmar Rav Yosef aseifa itmar. We learn the principle of Rav Yosef, of mitzvah bo yosem u'bishlucho, from the second halacha in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says, ha'isha miskadesha Parshas Ba Ubishlucha, that the woman is able to accept Kiddushin on her own or to send a Shliach. And we could have the same kasha over there. Hashta Bishlucha Mikadsha Ba Mibai. If she could send a Shliach, obviously she could do it herself. That's where we learn the principle of Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yosef, Mitzvah Ba Yoser Mi Bishlucha. That even though she could send a Shliach, it's much better for her to do it herself. And Ki Hadrav Safra, Machruch Resha, Varava, Malach Shibuta, and we give those same examples of Rav Safra roasting the head of the animal and Rava salting the fish in honor of Shabbos. And don't tell me that the reason we highlight that a woman should go herself to accept her kiddushin is because of v'avtal re'echa kamocha, because that's not true when it comes to a woman. While there is a halacha that a man has to see a woman before the kiddushin, there's no halacha that the woman has to see the man before the kiddushin. Why not? Isn't it possible she'll find him unattractive and she'll violate v'avtal re'echa kamocha? Says Gemara, Aval Baha, Isura Lespa. Now, there's no Isser for him to see her before the Kiddushin, for her not to see him before the Kiddushin, Kid Reish Lakish, because of what Reish Lakish taught. Dam Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish teaches another important principle, important concept, Tav L'Mesav Tandu, Min L'Mesav Armalu. A woman would rather be married to whoever rather than be alone, meaning a woman is not so picky with who she marries. For the guy, he may violate V'Avtal Re'ech Kamoch if he doesn't see the girl and then it turns out that he's not attracted to her, so that will be a violation of V'Avtal Re'ech Kamoch. We have no such concern with the woman will just be happy to be married. It doesn't matter what the guy looks like. So main point number two will be that a man has to see his wife before he gets married because of V'Avtal Re'ech Kamoch, and a woman should show up to her own kiddushin because of mitzvah bao yoser mi b'shlucho. And even a woman who doesn't have to see the husband before they get married should still show up to her own kiddushin because of mitzvah bao yoser mi b'shlucho. So basically, when it comes down to it, a man has to show up to his own kiddushin because it's aser for him not to. V'avtal re'ech kamocha. The woman has to show up for her own kiddushin not because it's aser for her not to, but because of this greater maila of mitzvah bao yoser mi b'shlucho. Good. The Mishnah said, Ish Mekadish is Bituk Shi Nara. The third halach in the Mishnah is that a man can give over his daughter for Kiddushin when she is a Nara. Kishihi Nara in, it sounds like when she's a Nara, he could give her over for Kiddushin. Kishi Ketana Lo. But he's not allowed to give her over for Kiddushin when she's younger than a Nara, when she's under 12 years old. Misaye Leila Rav, Dom Ravi Dom Rav, Vitema Ravi Lazar, Asaladim Shi Kadish is Bituk Shi Ketana, Acha Tigdal. A person is not allowed to give over his daughter for Kiddushin when she's a katana until she grows up a little bit, v'tomar b'ploni ani rotza, and she's able to say, I want to marry this guy, meaning the father should not saddle his young daughter with a marriage that she may not end up wanting. So when the Mishnah says a man can give over his daughter for kiddushin using a shliach, it's only when she's a nara. When she's a katana, it's aser. And that will be main point number three. A father can give over his nara daughter for kiddushin, but not his katana daughter, since she has to be able to approve of the marriage. Now, the Gemara is going to explain more broadly now. It's going to be a major sugya. It's going to last a little while. Where do we know the very notion of shlichus from? How do I know that if I send someone to do something for me, and they do it for me, it's as if I did it? Where does that concept come from? Shlichus minalan, asks the Gemara. How do I know the concept of shlichus? Ditanya, we have a braisa that learns from a pasuk about getting divorced. The pasuk talks about getting divorced, and the pasuk says that a man writes a get, and he gives it in his wife's hand, v'shilcha mi beso, and he sends her out of his house. So the Gemara says, it doesn't say v'girsha mi beso, that he divorced her, it says v'shilcha. So we learn from there, v'shilach melamit shuos shliach. The fact that we use the word v'shilach implies that he could make a shliach to give the get. And then there's an extra hey in the word, v'shilcha. It's not v'shilach, it's v'shilcha. Melamit shehios shliach. That teaches us that the woman could make a shliach to receive the get. And v'shilach, v'shilcha, melamit shaf shliach. And from the Gemara says, when that we could be medayik from the fact that it could have said v'girsha, and it says v'shilach v'shilcha, so we learn from there that a shliach can make another shliach. So, meaning the word v'shilcha appears in two consecutive psukim. So from the first one we learn that the guy can make a shliach and that the girl can make a shliach, and from the second v'shilcha we learn that that even a shliach can make a shliach. Says Gemara, that's a wonderful source for the concept of shlichus by a get, that you could make a shliach to give a get. Ashkechan begerushin, we find that you can make a shliach for a get, but be kiddushin minalan, how do I know you can make a shliach for kiddushin as well? V'chi tema diyalav megerushin, and if you're going to say, well, I learned it out from the fact that you're able to make a shliach for a get, it must be you can make a shliach for kiddushin as well. Well, malagerushin shekin yeshanan bal karcha, that's not a valid source, because gerushin, maybe the reason you can make a shliach for gerushin is that we find that gerushin could even be done against the woman's will. So we see that gerushin is easier to make. It's easier to make gerushin happen than it is kiddushin. So maybe by gerushin we allow for a shlich, but not by a kiddushin. And says Gemara, no. Amar kra v'yatza v'haisa. The Torah says a woman gets divorced, she leaves his house, and then v'haisa lishacher. She gets married to someone else. So we've had this several times. Very important concept. Makish havaya liyitzia, that we make a link between the dinim of getting divorced and the dinim of getting married. That's how we know kiddush eshtar, right? We make that link between getting divorced and getting married. So over here we say as follows: ma yitzia mashvi shliach, af havayinami mashvi shliach. Just like for getting divorced you can make a shliach, so too for getting married a person has the ability to make a shliach. So that's how we know that there's a concept of shlichus by divorce and by marriage. So says the Gemara, yeah, but the shlichus goes beyond divorce and marriage. We find that shlichus works even by giving truma. Velahadetnan, that which we learned in the Mishnah in the fourth parak of Trumos. Ha'omer l'shlucho tsei turom. A guy says, go do me a favor, take truma from my fruits, but he never tells him how much truma to take. The halacha by truma is that if you take even chita achas poteres es kol akri, you could have a giant silo full of grain, and one stalk of wheat is enough to make truma happen, or you could give like 98% of it for truma. You can give as much as you want or as little as you want. So if someone asks you to take truma for them, how are you supposed to know how much truma to take? Halacha is torim kedas balabais. You should take truma based on what you assess the balabais would have wanted you to do. Meaning based on what kind of person he is. If he's a stingy person, give a stingier amount. If he's a generous person, give a more generous amount. V'meni yodeh das balabais. And if you don't know what kind of person he is, torim bebeninis, then you should give the average amount, echad mechamishim, which is considered to be 1/50th, about 2%. Piches asara, a hosav asara, if you give 1/40th or 1/60th, trumas or truma, that also counts, even though it's not the right amount, but it's a close enough amount. Minnalan, how do I know that there's a concept of shlichus when it comes to truma? So you already showed me there's a concept of shlichus by gerushin. You showed me that there's a concept of shlichus by kiddushin. How do I know that shlichus works by truma? V'chi tema di'alef migerushin. And if you're going to tell me we learn it from gerushin, mal gerushin shekin yeshnon chol, but gerushin is chulin. It's not something that's holy in any way. Truma is something that's kodesh. Only kohanim are allowed to eat truma, and even they are not allowed to eat it when they're tamei. Truma is holy food. So how do I know that the concept of shlichus applies to holy things as well? Amar kra atem gam atem l'rabbis ha-shliach. That's why the pasuk says atem by truma. It says kein terimu gam atem, and it uses the word gam atem. That extra gam teaches us that not only can you do truma, your shliach can do truma as well. So let's make the last main point and then finish up this amud. So the last main point is we learn the concept of shlichus by gerushin from the word v'shilcha, by kiddushin because of the link to gerushin, and by truma from gam atem. That's where we learn shlichus from, at least at this stage in the Gemara. Okay, let's stop there. We'll pick up from there next time.